السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, for our class, we will continue from where we left off, from Surah Al-A'raf. Inshallah, the lesson today is going to begin from ayah number 76, and it will go on until ayah number 81. So we are going to start first with the recitation of these verses, and then afterwards, like always, we will move on to the tajweed analysis for these ayahs. So inshallah, let's go ahead and begin from ayah number 76. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite from the start of our lesson. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qala alladhina istakbaru inna billadhi amantum bihi kafirun. Fa'aqaru an-naqata wa'atau an amri rabbihim waqalu ya salihu atina. وَقَالُوا يَا صَالِحُ ائْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ فَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي رسالة ربي ونصحت لكم ولكن لا تحبون الناصحين ولوطا إذ قال لقومه أتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين إنكم لتأتون الرجال شهوة من دون النساء بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. Inshallah, that is going to be our lesson for today, ayah number 76 to ayah number 81. Now let's go ahead and move back to the start of our lesson, and we'll take a look at some of the tajweed rules that are appearing within these ayahs. Starting from ayah number 76, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قال الذين استكبروا. قاف here is going to be heavy, and this is a two count med. Now because the قاف is heavy, the med is going to be heavy as well. قال الذين, the is going to be a two count med. ذين استكبروا. Then سين here is going to have سفير, meaning that it's going to have a little bit of a whistle. سين is also one of the letters that is going to have Hems, meaning that as you say this letter, there's going to be a little bit of air escaping. So allow yourself to spend a little bit of time on this letter. Ladina stakbaru. Gaf is also a letter of hems. So again, make sure that there is a little exhale of air as you say this letter. Because it does have a sukun, sometimes what can happen is that as you say this letter, it kind of gets lost and you don't hear that letter as much as you are supposed to. Ladina stakbaru. Now you can't really hear the gaff too clearly, so make sure you give it a little exhale of air. Stakbaru. So just that little exhale is going to make that letter more audible. So make sure you are doing this for the sin and for the gaff. Baru here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma, and this is going to be a four count med. This is going to be med ja'iz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Ladina stakbaru inna. This is going to be a two-count med. Billadhi amantum. This is going to be a four-count med. This is, again, madja is munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Amantum. This is med badil, two-count med. So we are going to make sure that this is a consistent two count. Anytime we have a two count med, they should all be the same number of counts. So they should all be the same length and the same duration within one session of recitation. So amantum, two count med. Mantum, this is going to be ikhfa. We have noon second followed by one of the letters of ikhfa, which is the letter ta. So we are going to hide this noon within the makhraj of the ta. Amantum bihi, this is going to be idgham. Merge this together, meem and ba. Spend a bit of time, bring this up into the nose. Bihi, this is going to be a two count med. Kafirun, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Ayah 77, fa'aqarun naqata. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. You are going to feel just a little bit of constriction as we say this letter. Fa'a. Qaruha, qaf is going to be heavy, ra is going to be heavy as well, it has a dhamma. Fa'aqarun naqata, na is going to be a two count med. Qaf is again going to be heavy, it is permanently heavy, part of khusa, dakhd, and gil. Naqata, wa'atau, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Tau, this is going to be madlin, madan mat, 1.5. And there's that gentleness, that ease as you merge the fatha with the waw. Wa'atau. An amri rabbihim. An is going to be idhar. We have a noon second followed by one of the letters of idhar, which is the throat letters. So hamza, ha, ain, ha, ghain, kha. These are the throat letters. Here we have the hamza. So noon sound is going to be pronounced very clearly. You are not going to put any extra emphasis. You don't have to hide this. Bring it up into the nose. Just simply say this letter. And because noon is also a letter of tawassut, you will take a moment to pause on this letter and rest on it. An amri. Meem is also a letter of tawassut, so make sure that you are resting on this. The purpose of tawassut, as we have learned, is that when you are resting on each of these letters, you can pronounce them properly, you can spend the proper amount of time, and it will also beautify your recitation. Wa'atau an amri. So make sure that you are resting and pausing. Now here we have one word that starts with an ayn and one that starts with a hamza. So we are also going to make sure that the makharij of both of these is very distinct. Ra is from the middle of the throat and a is from the lower throat close to the chest. An amri. And hamza is a little bit of a sharp sound. So do make sure that you are giving a little bit of sharpness. Ra. An amri. Ra here is going to be light because it has a kasra. Rabbihim, ra in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. Meem, just rest on this. Again, it is a letter of tawassut. Wa qalu, qaf is a two-count heavy med. Lu is a two-count med. Ya is a two-count med. Sa is a two-count med. Wa qalu ya salihu. Dina, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Hamza here is going to have a little bit of sharpness. It has jahad, it has shidda, meaning that as we say this letter, that sound is abruptly going to stop in the throat. So it has a little bit of that sharp and jerkiness. Salihu dina. So make sure that you do give it that jerkiness. Otherwise, we will not be able to hear that hamza. It will sound like it is coming from the jawf. So we do want to make sure that we are giving that proper jerkiness and the proper sifat of this letter. Dina, this is a two-count med. Bima is a two-count med. Da'iduna, this is going to be a four-count med. It is medja is manfasil. Med and hamza are within separate words. In kunta, this is going to be ikhfa. In and kunta is also ikhfa. Minal mursaleen, lam is going to have tawassut. Ra is going to have tawassut. Ra is going to be heavy as well because the letter before has a dhamma and ra has a sukun. And rest on all of these letters of tawassut. Minal mursaleen, this is going to be a four count med. Fa'akhadatum rajifatu, kha here is going to be heavy. It is part of khusa, dakhd, and gil. فَأَخَدَتْهُمْ, this is going to be ta, is going to have hams. Make sure you give it a little bit of air. فَأَخَدَتْهُمُ الرَّجِفَةُ, ra here is heavy because it has a fatha. Jim is going to be a letter of qalqala. The letters of qalqala are kutub jad. Jim is amongst one of these, and this means that you are going to give it a little bit of that bounce as we say this letter with sukun. Raj. So give it a bit of bounce. Raj fatu fa asbahu. Sad is going to be heavy. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Fi, this is going to be a two count med. Darihim, da is a two count med. Ra in this case is light because it has a kasra. Him, mim has tawassut. Rest on this letter. Ja thimin, ja is going to be a two count med. And we end on a four count med. فتولّى. This is a two-count mad in لا. عنهم نون is going to have إظهار. We see that there is a سكون followed by one of the throat letters, همزها عينها غينخاء. When we have the throat letters with the سكون, then we are going to give this إظهار, meaning نون sound is pronounced very clearly. It is also one of the letters of توسط. So again, just rest on this for a moment. هم ميم is also a letter of توسط. Rest on this for a moment. عنهم وقال قاف is going to be heavy. يا قومي, يا is a two count mad. قو is going to be heavy. مدلين يا قومي لقد, قاف is going to be heavy. دال has قلقلة. So make sure that you are giving a bit of bounce. Again, this is one of the letters of قطب جد, the قلقلة letters. أبلغتكم, بات here again, letter of قلقلة, قطب جد, give it a bit of bounce. لغ, غين is going to have رخاوة, meaning that that sound is kind of extending as you say it. أبلغتكم, and it is also one of the heavy letters from خصة ضغط قلب. So make sure that you are also making it heavy and extending the sound. أبلغتكم, ميم has توسط, rest on this for a moment. رسالتي, and then راء here is going to be light because it has a كسرة. سا is a two count مد. رسالة ربي, راء here is going to be heavy because it has a فتحة. ربي ونصحت لكم, ربي is two count مد. صاد here is going to be heavy, part of خصة ضغط قلب. حا is going to be from the middle of the throat. ونصحت لكم, make sure that on this ha you are giving proper humps. There is a lot of air that is coming in on this letter because it is coming from the throat. نصحت لكم, ميم is going to have توسط, rest on this. ولكن لا, لا is a two count mad, and then here كلا نون has a سكون and it is followed by one of the letters of إدغام, and the letters of إدغام are يرملون. The letters of إدغام without غنة are لام and راء. So here we do have one of those. We have the letter لام. So there is إدغام, meaning that you will merge it together, but there is no there is no غنة, meaning that you are not going to bring this up into the nose at all. That نون sound is not going to be audible. You will not be able to hear it. Instead, drop the نون completely and merge from the كاف to the لام. ولكلا. So just merge this together. لا is going to be a two count مد. تحبونا. And then here, ها is going to be from the middle of the throat. Again, تحبونا. But here is going to have قلقلة. تحبونا الناصحين. نون here has a شدة. It is one of the letters of غنة. So do make sure that you bring it up into the nose and you rest on this for a little while. ناصحين. صاد is going to be heavy. ها from the middle of the throat. And then we end on a four count mud. ولوطن, لو is going to be a two count mad. لوطن إذ, this is going to be إظهار. We have a تنوين followed by one of the throat letters, همزة ها عين ها غين خا. So we are going to just rest on this, say that نون sound very clearly. ولوطن إذ, just pause there, and then make sure that you are giving it توسط as well due to the نون ساكن. إذ قال, that has رخاوة, so make sure that you are resting on this. You're allowing that sound to flow as you stop here on سكون. قال, قاف is going to be heavy and it is a two count مد. لقومه, قاف is going to be heavy and this is مدلين. قو, قومه أتأتونا, this is going to be a four count مد. This is going to be مد صلة كبرى because we see there is that حاء ضمير followed by the letter همزة and this is going to be four count. لقومه أتأتونا, that here is going to have or the همزة here actually is going to have a bit of jerkiness. Again, a letter of شدة, a letter of جهر as well, meaning that as you say this letter, that sound will abruptly stop in the throat. أتأتونا, and again, this is going to prevent it from sounding like a two count alif med. So أتأتونا is different and أتأتونا is different. So one is همزة and one is an alif med. So make sure there is that jerkiness so that both of these are distinct. دو is going to be a two count med. أتأتونا الفاحشة, لام is going to have توسط, rest on this. فا is going to be a two count med. فاحشة, ما سبقكم, ما is going to be a two count med. سبقكم, قاف is going to be heavy. سبقكم بها, ها is going to be a two count med. من أحد, this is going to be إظهار, نون sound is pronounced clearly because the letter after is one of the throat letters. همزة ها عين ها غين خا. So again, just rest on this. It is also a letter of توسط. So do make sure that you are spending a bit of time. أحدٍ من العالمين. This is going to be idgham with gunna. We see there is a tanween followed by one of the letters of idgham, yarmalun, and the letters of idgham with gunna are yanmu. Mim falls in both of these categories, so you are going to merge them together, rest on this, and just make sure you bring it up into the nose for a little bit of time. Minal, lam has tawassut, a, ayn is going to be a two count mad, alamin, and then here this is going to be a four count mad. Innakum, mim is going to have tawassut, lata'tuna, this is going to be hamza. It has a little bit of jerkiness, again, jahar and shidda. Make sure that you are bringing this into the throat. Lata'tuna, tu is going to be a two count mad. Tuna rijala, ra here is going to be light because it has a kasra. Shahwatan, ha is going to be from the lower throat. It is also one of the letters of hams, meaning that there is going to be quite a bit of air as you say this letter with sukun. And because it is from the lower throat, that air is going to come from the chest. Shahwatan, it is like a deep sigh as you say this letter with air. Shahwatan min. So here, this is going to be idgham with gunna. Again, there is a tanween followed by one of the letters of idgham. Yarmalun, one of the letters of idgham with gunna. Yanmu, mim is both of these. So make sure that you are spending a bit of time. Shahwatan min. And then here, min duni, this is going to be ikhfa. Nun sakin followed by one of the ikhfa letters. Dunin nisa. This is going to be idgham, so just make sure that you are kind of bringing this up into the nose. Dunin nisa. This is going to be a four count mad. This is mad wajib muttasil because the mad and the hamza are within that same word. Now, because I am stopping here, hamza is going to have a bit of jahar. So again, give it that sharp sound. It is also going to have nabr, meaning that you will raise the voice a little bit. Dunin nisa. So you will raise the voice and it has that sharp jerkiness. Bel, lam has tawassut. Rest on this for a moment. Antum, this is going to be ikhfa. Mim is going to have tawassut. Antum. Qawmum musrifun. Qaw is going to be heavy. It is madlin. Qawmum musrifun. This is idgham with gunna. We see it does have the letters of idgham, yarmalun, and the letter of gunna, yanmu. Merge this together, spend a bit of time. Musrifun, seen is going to have safir, so it has a bit of that whistle. Ra here is going to be light. Musrifun. And then here we are going to end on a four count med. Noon is going to have tawassut. Inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 76 to ayah number 81. We'll stop here for today and inshallah move on to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.